not preaching a full sermon today, but I just want to give you some thoughts. All that singing, I need to wet my whistle. You know, there's at minimum 265 identifiable names for God in the Old and the New Testaments. And I love, as I spend time in private worship, I love just to open up the Bible and go to some of the different names for God and just meditate on that and let it speak to me. You know, in Exodus, God says, I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all your diseases. And I like to just spend time meditating on that. Then I remember another place where King David said, you are Jehovah Nisi, God our banner. And Lord, we just wave you in celebration of the victory you're going to give us. And on we go. Ezekiel said, God, you are Jehovah Shammah. You are the God who is always with us, is what that name for God means. So how would you give a name to God? Moses asked God the question in Exodus chapter 3. God, what's your name? As Moses was before the burning bush and God had given him the commandment to go and stand before Pharaoh, for he was going to deliver his people. In Exodus chapter 3, we begin in verse 13. Then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? In other words, Moses said, God, what's your name? When they asked me, what is your name? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God just simply said, I'm not a noun, I'm a verb. God was saying, he is. Has always been and always will be. I am the one who is. Centuries later, Jesus would be having a discussion of the Father and just exactly who he is with the Pharisees. And in John chapter 8, Jesus told this to the Pharisees when they said, how can you be greater than Abraham? And Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. I am the one who has always existed and always will exist. Now I have wondered, if Jesus had come at a different point of time in history, how might he have communicated with his children? Because I think we are so simple that Jesus would probably have to communicate to us in this way. You see, we can understand Jesus if he brings it down to a Dr. Seuss level. God is the ultimate lover of your soul. And we love Dr. Seuss because he had a great love for all things simple. Now I wonder, if Dr. Seuss had written books on theology, instead of classics like Green Eggs and Ham, I think it might have gone something like this. I've been waiting for the right time to share this with you. I would like to share with you a poem by Sylvia Gunter. And instead of green eggs and ham, it's green eggs and I am. I want you to listen very carefully and just rejoice in God being the great I am. My name? I am. I am, I am. I am, I am. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. Father, Son, and Spirit are we. We are one, but we are three. I am here, I am there. I am everywhere. One in three, and three in one. Jesus is God, Jesus is Son. Spirit's power, Father's plan. Nail scars in the Son's pierced hands. What? You exclaim? How can that be? Shh, my child. Just rest in me. I will not be put in a box. I will not let you worship an ox. I created it all. The family, the mountain, the tree. We created it all so you could grasp the we. I call you here and there, and I will go with you everywhere. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. Confused, uncertain, and having doubt? Give up now, you won't figure it out. Father, Son, and Spirit are we. We are one, but we are three. Adonai, Yahweh, Savior, Friend. The aspects of me never end. I will not be defined by just one name, but I will love you just the same. So what should you do? How should you react? Learn enough truth to guard against attack. Then let go of questions like why and raise your voice in praise toward the sky. Never to leave is my promise to you. Stay focused, listen to me, and follow through. Wherever I lead, wherever you go, I'll be there too. Just continue to grow. I am, I am, I am, I am. On a train, in the rain, in a box, with a fox, on a boat, with a goat, anywhere, everywhere you may go, I am, is all you need to know. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being the great I am. Thank you, God, that you have revealed yourself to us in so many ways through your names, and we are in awe of your majesty, your greatness. As Jesus said, he is the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. God, you are our all in all. And God, we're so grateful, Lord, that we could know your name. But Lord, as we continue to sing praises to you, we celebrate that you know our name. In Jesus' name.